KXEV time is now 6 o'clock, and we head out to Carson Sports Grill for tonight's Bearcat Coaches Show.
To our left, and working with one of our speakers right now is Ryan Elliott, our sideline reporter for Bearcat football. He'll be handing out some slips here to register to win some prizes tonight during our KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We've got a good show on hand for tonight. We'll be talking cross country with the coach of this cross country team, is Scott Lork, a couple members off of his team, and Braden Clues Proctor and Sierra Cohn. And also, we'll talk with Northwest offensive center Chase Sherman, head coach Adam Dora on the football team, and Northwest athletic director Mel Churchma. So again, a good show coming up this evening here at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Right, Gordon, another pretty good week of athletics at Northwest Missouri State.
More wins, and that's just exactly what we like to see. Got another one today, as a matter of fact. The soccer team with a 3-0 win over Southwest Baptist on the road today. So it seems like the wins just keep coming. A lot of good performances and a lot of entertaining sports to watch at Northwest.
For the volleyball team, they go on the road again this weekend, but they moved up a couple spots in the national poll, moving up to a 20th this week as they head down to Pittsburgh State, and then a big matchup on Saturday as they face another nationally ranked team in Central Oklahoma.
Yeah, they have an opportunity tomorrow against Pittsburgh State to match the 1984 team. Start 15-0 start. Now the 1980 team, I believe it was 23 straight they won at the beginning of the season, so there'll be a little bit more work to do there. So a big opportunity. It is the home opener for Pittsburgh State tomorrow, so that they'll have a little bit extra excitement. So hopefully Northwest can go out and play well. I believe it was the last five matches they've swept, so they're playing really good volleyball right now, and hopefully that can continue. They get to Central Oklahoma. Not only is Central Oklahoma ranked and a good volleyball team, they've got just one loss against Central Missouri so far this year, but it's kind of a tough place to play, tough place with really no locker room facilities for the visiting team and stuff like that. So they'll have to work a little bit harder, but hopefully we can see them come up with a big win on Saturday.
And for the Bearcat football team, of course, a big matchup this Saturday against Central Missouri, but look back toward the last week, a trip down to Joplin, Missouri Southern. Fell behind early, but came right back, took control of the game, and cruised to another win.
Yeah, and you know, not to say that it's good to fall behind, but it was a good learning experience, I think, for the football team on Saturday. You get down by a couple of touchdowns early on in the ball game, and you're in a situation that really they haven't been used to over the last several years. So they get in that situation, they're able to come back, still get a pretty comfortable win, but hopefully learn from that situation and realize you can't take anything for granted. Yeah, Missouri Southern was winless going into that, but obviously they came ready to play, and each and every team, we hear coaches say it all the time, it almost sounds cliche, but Missouri Southern proved it. You've got to be ready each and every week out in the MIAA if you want to get wins. Otherwise, you get punched in the mouth, as the coaches will say. Sometimes it's hard to recover from that.
So Arrowhead Stadium this week, Central Missouri will be the opponent in the Fall Classic. First time that the Mules have played at Arrowhead Stadium. Northwest has been there a few times and had a lot of success at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they only lost three games at Arrowhead through that stretch that they played Pittsburgh State there. Of course, tried one year to play Washburn there, but a snowstorm in Kansas City halted that and had the game moved up to Maryville. But it has been a successful place. Just Kansas City in general, I guess you could even say, with the win in Sporting Park last year, Children's Mercy Park now, I guess. So Kansas City has been good to the Bearcats, and to be honest with you, the matchup against Central Missouri, no matter where they played that, I think is going to be an exciting football game with the situation going into it, and then you add Arrowhead on top of that, and it'll just make it that much more exciting on Saturday evening.
And again, we'll have that broadcast on KXCV KRNW if you can't make it to Arrowhead Stadium, and that'll be a 5 o'clock kickoff with all the broadcasts beginning at 4 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. Reminder that support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2600. 9-9. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to cross country as Scott Lorick will join us. He's the head coach of the Northwest cross country team. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audio Visual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW. And joining us now is the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's cross country teams. And we're going to talk gardening tonight. Coach Scott Lorick sat down and first question was, so what are we going to talk about tonight? And so how about gardening? Does that sound... Is that up your alley?
Sure. Maybe we're growing chilies or something.
It's chili peppers? Maybe that'd be fitting for this week. No, seriously, we will talk some cross country. You guys had last week off, but the last time that you were out was up in Nebraska. That Woody Greeno, obviously kind of an annual event for you guys. What is it about that race that makes it one that you want to go back to each and every year?
Well, it's just a very competitive meet, and it's always good. We can always depend on just very good quality up there. And it gives us a nice blend of some Division I teams as well as other things. But the other thing is that it's also a local kind of meet, and we've got a lot of people on the team from Nebraska and Iowa, and that's a meet that the parents can all get to. So it's kind of one of the, we start traveling quite a bit, and so it's a great one to just get a lot of unity and get a lot of families there as well.
And you had some success up there as well, in both on the men's side, beating some teams and some runners that really something to brag about.
Well, I feel good about it, and you know, ours is one of those sports where they throw everybody into the pot and, you know, shoot the gun and you know, go. So, you know, we do get the opportunities to compete against Division I and different level schools. So, yeah, coming out of there and beating some, you know, solid Division I teams, I think that's kind of a feather for us. But I think it just really shows how competitive our MIAA is and how competitive Division II is. It's, you know, I was thinking about this the other day that, you know, the recruiting in Division II, I mean, being an individual sport, I mean, there's just so much quality in all the divisions. You know, you can have an Olympian running Division III, which, you know, has definitely happened more than once, you know. So, you know, it's you can get that in our sport.
Where do you feel, you've always talked about how the season is a process. Where do you feel the team is? How do you feel about both teams, really, and where they are in that process at this point in the season?
I feel real good about it. You know, we've worked really hard. This last 2 weeks was a real key point in our training, you know, from a physiological perspective. And, you know, our kids just have done great. We've handled it well. We've worked real hard. And now I think we're starting to get into, I'd say, kind of our closer to our championship kind of phase of our season. From here on out, we're going to definitely work on just more quality and things like that. All the conditioning kind of stuff is done. They've, you know, been working since, you know, last June, you know, for this season. And this meet going into this one is it's a flat course, a very competitive, a crowded field. But it's a, you know, it's one of those courses where you can actually run for a good time, you know, as opposed to, say, our home course that's sometimes you're just happy to survive it.
Well, let's talk about some of the challenges that you will face. You mentioned how big of a meet it is, and I know that presents different challenges than, say, on your home meet where maybe you didn't have near as many teams as the 50-plus you'll see this weekend.
Yeah, and that's also always one of the things. If you can, you know, kind of do the strategic things you need to do to get around that kind of crowd and kind of negotiate through it. You have to be able to be thinking, you know, as well as just running hard, you know, and you have to shoot some gaps and you have to work the places that you can. So sometimes it takes you out of your rhythm, it takes you out of your, you know, what you ideally like to do for a race plan. You just have to do what you have to do to be competitive. And that's always the thing that you want to do, because as you get into our really important meets, our conference meet, our region meet, things like that, you know, it's all about being competitive. And it's not, and sometimes the race is just not going to unfold the way you'd like it to, but you've got to be able to handle it.
When you've got that many teams competing, how do they determine? Obviously, everybody wants to be at the front, right at the line, you know, and have their perfect spots. How do they determine where teams and runners get to start at the beginning of those races?
Yeah, it's funny that you bring that up, because I was actually on the phone with the starter of Chili Pepper last night. And at just about every meet we go to, they have starting boxes, and then they assign a box for you to start in. They're about 2 meters wide, and you fit your 7 or 8 runners in that area. Well, at Chili Pepper, they had 34 boxes last year, and they had 56 teams. And they said, well, just pick a spot and start there.
You
see the picture already. So what I did while our team was warming up, I said, okay, well, I'm not going to play this game, because nobody wants to start in the first 10, because you get pinned to the inside, the first turn's to the right, and it's like, okay, we're not doing that. So I picked our spot about box 22, and I picked that line. I just sat there, and every team that came by, I said, no, you're moving. We're here.
Really?
And yeah, I just sat there, and I grabbed a couple backpacks of our kids and put them down there, and I said, no, we're not. Go away. So,
wow.
So, but fortunately, I'm hoping that's one of the things I was discussing with the starter last night, is that, you know, maybe we could not have that situation this year.
Yeah.
And so we'll see what happens. But, you know, again, it's always an event.
To say the least. Wow. That's interesting. The things that you learn in a big race like this, compared to the things that you learn in the smaller races where maybe you get to run a little more straight ahead and it's a, you know, more that way. Does all of those experiences culminate in helping you in what you talked about, the MIAA meet, the regional meet, and that sort of thing?
They do, and I think the thing that you learn is just how to compete and how to run hard, and especially for our younger people. Our older guys look forward to this meet because they just know it's a great meet, and they're going to be competing against guys, and they'll get pulled along, and they'll just, you know, if they get in the mix, they're, you know, they're going to run fast. But sometimes, you know, you have freshmen that, you know, they won everything in high school. And so to run with 200 shirts in front of you, you know, it's like, what's going on here, you know? So, and the thing I always tell our new people is that the most important thing you can learn as a freshman is how to come in 20th place and set a PR, you know, and because then you're just competing well, and you're not letting the other distractions, how I compare to other people, really get in the way. So we do a, you know, and they learn that, and sometimes they learn it the hard way, and sometimes it takes them a little while to get around, but the quicker a new runner gets that adjustment, just how to be competitive and don't worry about the place. Just learn how to run hard regardless. Then they're way ahead.
You've got this meet this weekend in Fayetteville, Arkansas. You head to Romeoville, Illinois in October. That's what you've got left meet-wise before the MIAAs. You're looking at about a month's period of time before the MIAAs. How much time can be shaved off by a runner in a month's time getting ready for those important meets?
Well, most of it is because we're going to have a period where you get more rested for the meet. So I think we're close to being at the end of whatever we're going to do for actual physiological conditioning, you know, and training that. We can actually get faster by the design of our workouts, but, you know, most of the strength and endurance, I mean, it's like, as they say, the hay's in the barn.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of, it's kind of done. But a lot of it is because, you know, like Woody Greeno, we pretty much worked through that meet. So we didn't go into that meet fresh. You know, we were tired. We did hard workouts going into it. And that's going to start changing. So the real difference is, you know, our volume drops down. We just are more rested going into the meets that are more important.
So when you maybe look at times from the Woody Greeno, say, maybe you didn't have as many PRs, but do you look at those times a little bit different because you did work through that meet and didn't have that rest, so you may still be happy with the time even though it might not be a personal best?
We do. And Woody Greeno is a good example of that. It varies so much depending on the conditions. At that park, and it had rained for about 3 days before that, so it wasn't necessarily muddy, but the course is just soft. And, you know, it's kind of like, I mean, certainly not this grass, but kind of running on sand a little bit. Your foot gives with every step, and a harder surface like the street is just going to be a lot faster because it just gives back. And so that's what the Woody Greeno course was this year. It was just a slower running course because everything is just wet. So every step, you know, you sunk in a quarter of an inch, you know, all the time. And, you know, you do that for, you know, 3 miles, 5 miles, time adds up.
Yeah, well, keep growing those chili peppers in the garden, preparing for the Chili Pepper Festival this weekend, and good luck to both teams this weekend.
Thank you very much.
That is Scott Lorick, head cross-country coach at Northwest Missouri State for the men and women, and we're going to continue to talk cross-country when we come back as a couple of his athletes will join us. That's right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at Heinlein Home Furnishings.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we continue to talk cross-country this evening, we have a prize to give away here. Golden Long is a winner of a prize here from the student body. And Golden, come over and see Ryan over to my left. Pick up your prize here at the Carson Sports Grill tonight as part of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Or maybe have Ryan come over to you. That'll work. All right. Make Ryan work a little bit here this evening. Again, as we mentioned, we're continuing to talk cross-country. Braden Flues-Proctor is with us from the men's team, and Sierra Cohen from the women. And first of all, Braden, you're kind of getting to be an old pro with this. Second time we have you on this season.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on.
And you're coming off a very good trip to Nebraska with Woody Greeno that Coach was talking about a little bit earlier, but individually a third-place finish in that event for you. And just talk a little bit about the way that race went for you.
Yeah, the race actually went out really well. We competed against a few solid D1 teams, and just early on, myself and Nolan Zimmer, my teammate, were trying to mix it in with those guys, and as the race went on, they actually started to drop off, and we were moving further and further up the field. And then got to the last part where it was me and another athlete from Iowa Central, and he and I were chasing down a professional runner for KC Smoke, and we ended up coming just short, but top three is a great result.
How much fun is it to compete against athletes at the Division I level, or as you mentioned, they're a professional runner in that event?
Yeah, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about cross country is that you get the chance to compete against those D1 type runners. You know, in a lot of other sports, you don't really get to go against, you know, big teams, but we can go against the best in these things.
As we mentioned, Sierra Cohen is with us, comes from Gardner, Kansas, in Johnson County, Kansas. And Sierra, let's just talk a little bit about your trip up to Woody Greeno and with the women, and how do you feel things went for you in that event?
I was really nervous in the beginning of the race and really overthinking because it was my first time doing a 6K. And as I got halfway through the race, I calmed down a little bit and I was really excited with my time. I got 25:22 for my first time, and so I'm hoping that I can do better and get faster with this upcoming meet and all the future meets that come up.
Now, you're a sophomore in the program, and as mentioned, coming from Gardner, Kansas, and also a transferring in from Johnson County Community College. Talk a little bit about what brought you to Northwest. What are some of the things that attracted you to the Maryville campus?
Well, whenever I visited my senior year, I really wanted to go ahead and start off as a freshman here, and just with what was going on, I decided to stay in town for Johns County, get used to college, get a year of college running under my belt first, and then when I saw the opportunity that I could run here, I went ahead and transferred in mid-July and made the move up here a month later.
No, Gardner, Kansas has some pretty nice areas and some parks that you can run in. You take advantage of some of those growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what about, again, academics? What were the things that interested you coming to Northwest Missouri State academically?
Throughout Johnson County, I started thinking that I was really interested in dietetics, and it actually was a big program at Northwest, and so that also made it even better to come to Maryville, because the running team, the campus, and the people were really nice and lovely, and plus the dietetics program here. So
well, you can't it all worked out. All right, sounds good there. And Braden, again, you got a big, both of you have a big trip coming up this weekend down to Arkansas, Fayetteville for the Chili Pepper Festival. And from your standpoint, what would be some of the keys to this meet coming up this weekend?
I think for us, this is the biggest meet competition-wise we'll have all year in terms of like the top quality of athletes. So, you know, we'll all need to try and get into a pack early on, but then also just settle into our own rhythm. But, I mean, it's going to be a great experience. We're going to be going up against, you know, over 400 runners most likely, so it's going to be crazy. Try not to get caught too much in the middle of that.
And, Sierra, how much fun is it to run an event such as this where you're going to have so many athletes out there on the course?
I think it's really fun. It makes it competitive. It makes it interesting throughout the whole thing, and it's just exciting once you get there. The atmosphere is exciting.
And is there a different strategy for running in a meet like this than what maybe you've been in up to this point this season?
With that many people you're running up against, you have to be careful about getting blocked into groups early on or being tripped up by so many people around you. So you just have to make sure you start off fast and get a good start and find your place kind of quick.
All right. And finally, Braden, again, we've had you on before, but for folks that may have just been tuning in for tonight's program, they might notice a little bit of an accent from you coming from Australia. And just talk a little bit about what brought you to Maryville from Australia.
So I came here to join my cousin. He was on the tennis team, and I wanted to be at the same university as him. So I came here to run track for the school, and he actually ended up transferring, but I mean, I've loved Maryville. You know, it's a big change from Australia, you know, from everything from scenery to the people, but Maryville itself is it's a great town, and Northwest is a great university.
All right, well, guys, thanks a lot for being with us on the program here today.
Thanks so much.
All right, again, we've been talking with Braden Flutes-Proctor as well as Sierra Cohen on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show, as they have a big meet coming up this weekend down in Fayetteville, Arkansas at the Chili Pepper Festival. So we'll watch them this weekend, and good luck to them as they compete down in Arkansas. We'll turn our attention to football, and when we come next, we'll talk with one of the offensive linemen for the Bearcat football team, and Chase Sherman, the center off the Bearcat football team. Chase will be joining us right after this timeout as we are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we move on here, we have another giveaway for this evening as Jan Corley is a winner here tonight at the show here at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. So Dan Corley, a winner, and go over here and catch up with Ryan and pick up your prize for this evening. As mentioned before the break, we are joined now by offensive lineman and a center for the Bearcat football team, Chase Sherman. And Chase, glad to have you with us here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
And so far so good this season. They're going into the matchup with Central Missouri, undefeated on the year, and a little bit of a change from your aspect of things, imagine, this year with the new quarterback, or starting quarterback anyway, and just talk a little bit about the adjustments you have to make with a different quarterback this season.
You know, me and Brady were fairly close with each other, both coming from Nebraska. He's from Lincoln. I'm from Crete, so we're roughly 25 minutes apart, but Kyle being in my class, it was pretty easy to get along and not really much of a challenge for me.
Yeah, and it really seems that it's been a kind of a seamless change at quarterback from Bowles to Zimmerman this year. And so far, I think you have to feel pretty good about the way the offense has gone at this point.
Yeah, we've been doing great. We've been running the ball well. I have all the faith in the world with Kyle. He's a great quarterback, very smart. Student of the game. He always up there watching film, so I have all the faith with him.
And we've talked about this in the past, and AD last week talked a little bit about the offensive line and how a lot of the line has to really be pretty versatile, moving to different spots, tackle, guard. Of course, he had center pretty much sat there for a bit, but talk about the offensive line and how that might be an overlooked aspect of the versatility that you guys have there on the line.
Yeah, we have a lot of players. We're always moving in and out. I mean, for me, I'm pretty set in stone at center, but guards, we're always switching people in and out, dealing with injuries, tackles, and tackles moving to guard, guards moving to tackle, so we're a very versatile group.
And they've been doing a good job as far as pass protecting the quarterback and the running right now. We're seeing the running game really come into its own, and you guys are really doing a great job so far in kind of opening up some holes for those guys.
Yeah, we have a great running backs. You just got to give them enough time to get through there. And Phil, great running back. Cam, he'll hit the hole as hard as he can. Grove, he's playmaker. And then young guys, Emmanuel Jones, he's great at getting the outside. And Chase White, he'll take his time and he'll hit the hole when he sees it.
When you have so many different running backs that have had such success this year, and they all have a little bit added something a little bit different when they get the ball, or as far as a blocking standpoint, do you guys do anything different for the different running backs when you know that they're going to get the ball on a certain play?
No, not necessarily. We don't really pay much attention to that. We just kind of do our job, and hopefully we can see their numbers well in front of us.
That's Arrowhead Stadium this week. Central Missouri, the opponent. I was talking with you a little bit earlier. This will be your second trip to Arrowhead. There will be a lot of guys. This will be their first trip off of the team. But what about your first experience playing in Kansas City at the home of the Chiefs? What was your impressions of being down there the first time?
It was incredibly loud. For that kind of stadium, I can see how it's the loudest stadium in the world. But even with that lower bowl, it isn't even filled all the way. It's incredibly loud and great atmosphere playing on a grass field. It's a nice mix-up and kept well. Great stadium overall.
With the noise level probably as high as you'll hear all year, what kind of challenges does that present the offensive line and you in particular?
Mostly just making sure everyone's on the same page. We're all communicating well, verbally, non-verbally, kind of hand touches, just making sure we're going to the right guy and all that kind of stuff.
Hey, we'll see you coming up for your second time at Arrowhead. Are there things that you're able to tell some of the guys that haven't been there before to kind of help them get ready for this matchup?
Enjoy it. Really enjoy it because we were there in 2013 and we were expected to go back there every year. And just like that, we ended up not doing any more with Pitt. So going to take advantage while you're there, really soak it in.
Hey, you've got Central Missouri, the opponent this week. What about Central's defense? What are some of the keys for what you're looking for from the offensive line to try to attack that defense that the Mules bring in?
Really finishing blocks this week. They've got a great set of D-line and linebackers. They play downhill very hard. They're big, very physical, and by far the best defensive unit we'll see all for up to this point.
You're coming from Crete, Nebraska, and what brought you to Northwest Missouri State?
I remember coming down for a spring practice with my brother Brock, and I remember rolling down Maryville on 4th Street, and automatically I could tell, I love this place already. It's great football environment, and then having Brock here already helped a lot too, and kind of just keeping our family all in one spot.
Imagine the parents appreciated that.
Yeah, definitely.
There's Brock on the defensive side, you on the offensive side. I guess that kind of had a double whammy out there for Sherman's on the field at the time.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
And as far as the future, what's the future hold for you?
As of right now, I'm not sure. Kind of hoping to maybe move to Kansas City after football, and that's about as far as I know right now.
And academically, what's been your course of study?
Corporate recreation.
All right. Well, Chase, thanks a lot for being with us, and good luck on the big game coming up Saturday night down at Arrowhead.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. That is Chase Sherman with us, center for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats. And the Bearcats heading down to Arrowhead Stadium this weekend to face Central Missouri and a 5 o'clock kickoff Saturday at Arrowhead. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Athletic Director Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman. And he'll talk about some of the aspects fans need to know about heading down to Kansas City this weekend, as well as many other things here, as Mel will be joining us right after this timeout. Again, we are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. And now joined by Athletic Director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman. Coach, let's talk a little bit about this weekend. I know there's a lot of good fan information online at BearcatSports.com, but I know one of the big questions and maybe concerns for fans, Royals game going on the same day, that sort of thing. Just talk about some of the major points that fans need to know about heading down to Arrowhead this weekend.
Well, I think the big thing is to follow the instructions we have on the online there. We as far as the parking is concerned, if you come in, I don't have it in front of me, so I don't know the exact gates, but basically you're coming in kind of the backside. And that's going to be, you know, I think that'll help us. I don't think, you know, the Royals probably did us a little bit of a favor by being eliminated now, so it might not be quite as big a crowd. I would assume there'll probably still be a big crowd there for the Royals game. I think it's their appreciation day, fan appreciation day or something. So, but, you know, that game starts at 3 or a little after, and, you know, I don't see it being a problem. The people we work with the Chiefs are very confident that we're going to handle everything, and the parking will be good, and we know there's lots of seats in the stadium, so we don't have to worry about that.
You know, we have talked a lot about how great of an experience this is for the players, the band, the fans, alumni, all that sort of thing. Maybe for some of those fans that aren't sure, let's go back and talk about how Arrowhead started. How did this ever become an opportunity for Northwest Missouri State to be able to play at Arrowhead Stadium?
Well, in 2002, we were building our new stadium on the west side, the home side, and that spring or late winter, Dr. Bob Horrichter was our athletic director at the time, and he came and talked to me, and he said, you know, we're scheduled to play Pitt State at home on homecoming. And he said we were going to have about 4,000 seats total in that stadium. And he said, would you be opposed to playing that game off campus if we could? And I said, well, you know, that'd be all right. What are you thinking about? And he said, I think we could go to Arrowhead. And I didn't say it, but I thought he was crazy, to be real truthful. I just didn't. I didn't. Think that they would be interested in having a Division II game, and it turns out that they were very interested in it. We ended up playing that game. It was a Thursday. We played it on a Thursday night. I think it was about the fourth game of the year. I guess it wasn't homecoming, but it was about the fourth game of the year. And had an unbelievable experience, an amazing crowd. I think just about 27,000 people there that night. And it went so well that then Pittsburgh State said, the next year when we were supposed to go there, they said, well, let's play at Arrowhead again, and they were the host, and it went well again. We had well over 20,000. I don't remember the exact numbers, but I know we were well over 20,000. And so from that point on, then for 10 years in a row after that, it was a joint venture, and we shared everything. We worked together, and it was a lot of fun. I think our administrative staff and Pitt State's administrative staff are real close anyway, and so it was a fun event. And then when Pitt 2 years ago, when 3 years ago, when they were building their new indoor facility, the city of Pittsburgh kicked in $5 million on that project, and I think one of the stipulations was they wanted that game back in Pittsburgh. I understand that from an economic standpoint, it does take some away from the community, and we know that. But when we look at the whole thing, it's really a great deal for us, and it's great for our kids. Our kids are excited about it. Our team this year hasn't been there for 2 years, so it'll create a little more excitement, I'm sure. I talked to Jim a couple of weeks ago, Jim Sabota, and he said. I said something about Arrowhead, and he said the people in Warrensburg think that's the only game on the schedule. He said, so unfortunately, maybe that's what they were thinking last week too. Yeah. Hated to see him get beat, but anyway, so that's kind of the history of it, and it's been a great venture.
Now, I know Pittsburgh State obviously has some alums in the Kansas City area. They're not far from Kansas City, but it just seems like Central Missouri's got a much bigger base in Kansas City, and really, this is going to be a good fit for them.
Well, I would think so. I would guess that from Warrensburg to Arrowhead Stadium can't even be an hour, I don't think.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a perfect day. I think we posted the forecast right now. It says 72 degrees, partly cloudy, and hardly any wind. Well, if that's the case, that's about a perfect day. And play at 5 o'clock, and two really good teams. I know Central got beat last week, but they're a very talented team. They've got a lot of juniors and seniors with a lot of experience. they took us to the limit last year. And so I'm sure they're excited about playing us, and I know our team is really excited about it too. So it should be a great day.
I know as an administrative staff, you guys all have experience with the Arrowhead game, but planning a home game away from home, are there challenges with that and trying to make sure everything's ready and lined up as you work with the Chiefs?
So let's just put it this way. It'd be a lot easier to play it at home. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. The Chiefs have been great to work with. Gary Spaney is our contact guy. And Gary is one of the best gentlemen I know. And everything has gone really well. But there is a lot more work to it. There's just no more doubt about it. So, but when we weigh everything out, you know, and I think, you know, our coaches will tell you, Coach Storr will tell you, it's huge for recruiting. Kids really, and I thought I heard him say today that we're going to have, I thought somewhere around 75 recruits there. That's a big deal. And, of course, the experience for not just the football team, it's a great experience for the band. I've heard band members say when their career is over, ask them what the highlight of their career was. Well, it was playing, it was marching at Arrowhead and playing in a band there. And for our cheer squad, Sheppers, and for our fans. So it's just going to be a good day.
You know, I had a conversation earlier today with somebody. You talk about obviously how it helps with recruiting as far as football goes, but this seems like something that also would be assistance in recruiting just students in general. You're getting a lot of extra attention in the Kansas City area, which I know is a big target area for Northwest Missouri State. So I would think when you talk about recruiting, it goes beyond just athletics.
I'm sure of that. I really do. I think, I think we got a bump in recruiting last year with the national championship game in that area. And it's just a win-win situation for us right now. And we just need to go there now and play well and have fun and enjoy it.
And speaking of playing well, it seems that there's been a lot of playing well around Northwest Athletics this fall. It almost sounds a little bit like a broken record, but sometimes by this point in the season, you may have a team or two that you see start to fall off, but everybody seems to be in a real good spot right now.
Well, we've got a lot of good things going. You know, volleyball's still undefeated. They're 14-0. They have a big game tomorrow night at Pittsburgh State, and then a really big challenge on Saturday. They play at Central Oklahoma, I think, at 4 o'clock on Saturday, and so that's going to be a real challenge for them, but they're excited about it, and they've got a lot of confidence. Soccer won today at Southwest Baptist. I think it was 3-0. They play at Missouri Southern on Saturday. They're right at 500. They're a good team, a lot better than they have been. Cross country, men and women's cross country is going, are going to Arkansas. Our men's team looks really strong. They're going to have a lot of challenges there. I think Missouri Southern's going to be there, and Harding and a few others. And so they've got a number of teams there that will challenge them. Our women are a little younger, but they'll do well. Golf team's done well, and they compete again next Monday and Tuesday in Sioux Falls at an Augustana Invitational. So, yeah, we got a lot going on.
We've talked about in the past how I know when you were coaching football, you started to have every summer more and more guys stay over the summer. And we talked about how stuff like that may rub off on other teams. Coach Wirth, Amy Wirth with the volleyball team, said she had a lot of players over the summer this past year for the first time. And it seems like a lot of the positivity about different programs winning just it's rubbing off on each and every program, and everybody's working just a little harder.
Well, I think if you do it right, the old term success breeds success, and I really believe in that. And I think our athletes, first of all, they're so supportive of each other, and that helps. And then for them to see, to see the success we've had in football and men's basketball and our tennis programs, and then some of these other programs are saying, what can we do to get better? And I know Amy and I have talked on several occasions in the last couple of years, and she's really pushed that if you're going to be a championship caliber team, then you got to put more work into it. And I think we're seeing that, and I know we're seeing that in soccer as well.
Well, Coach Steve, thanks for being with us, and have some fun in Kansas City this weekend.
We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great day. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Coach. That's Mel Church, my athletic director at Northwest Missouri State. And
We're going to turn our attention to football when we come back once again, as we'll talk with the head coach of the Bearcat football team and Adam Doral. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips or at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And before we talk with the head football coach at Northwest Missouri State, Adam Doral, we have another giveaway here. It's Jill Baker is a winner. So, Jill needs to come over and see Ryan over to my left, or let's just send Ryan up that direction.
Yeah, so, he needs to take a walk. That's
right. Work off his dinner here.
Yeah, that's right.
Again, Adam Doral, the head coach of the Bearcat football team with us, and AD, before we went on, getting heckled a little bit by this group over to the right.
Yeah, it's kind of rough crowd.
That's a rough crowd.
Telling me to speak up. I'll do my best. It's been a long week of practice, so...
You guys hear him all right? Yeah. Are we good?
It's just allergies. You know, and my beautiful voice, it usually clears by mid-October.
Well, good to win Saturday down in Joplin with Missouri Southern. And after the game, you talked a bit about you were glad the team was facing some adversity in that game. And tell us a little bit why you were glad about getting that adversity and what you can do to grow from
it. Yeah, we haven't had a lot of it this year, so it was good to be challenged. And they challenged us immediately. And, you know, I think there's a couple things you can learn from it, because it's just a reminder you're going to get everybody's best effort each week. When you do happen to have coming off a real good year and you're on top, so that's something we need to learn from. Missouri Southern definitely played better, I thought, and it's a real compliment I'm giving. They really played better than what they'd shown on film. So you learn from that, and then you learn, you know, you're gonna get everybody's best on the road, and you've got to be able to focus. And you play against a really good team, and you get down like that early in the game. Oh man, that can be challenging. So. We haven't had a lot of adversity. I thought we responded to it well. There wasn't people panicking, trying to do more than their job. And they were talking in a real positive way. So that's something, you know, I think it might help us this week. I really do.
How big of a factor is what I like to call the Joe Quinlan factor in ball games? You know, you get in that fourth quarter, and that strength and conditioning coach you guys have, it seems like, has those guys running the same way as they were in the first quarter.
Yeah, he does, and there's a couple things. Give a lot of credit to Joe and his people for doing that. As you guys know, it was not cool there Saturday night by any means. So it was nice and humid, and it just, in a humidity and in a heat like that, man, it's hard. It's hard on kids. And so what our guys do all summer, you know, late spring, all summer to condition like that, I've always felt for numerous years that we've always played really good in the third and the fourth quarter. And again, that's a testament to him and his people. And again, like we've talked about, I think the other thing that helps is we play so many people throughout the course of a game. You may not see that in the first quarter. You might not see it in the second quarter. But when we're running a guy out there that's in the third quarter that's playing his 30th snap compared to going against the kid who's played his 65th snap, you know, there's a big difference there. So I think those are the two things that really help us.
Again, a good win against Missouri Southern, setting up a matchup
on Saturday with Central Missouri. And again, it's at Arrowhead Stadium. We talked to, with Mel about heading down to Arrowhead. But from your standpoint as a coach, what are the benefits of having a team that has a chance to play at Arrowhead Stadium?
Well, you just start with, let's start with the first one, recruiting. Obviously, it's our home game, so we'll have about 100 recruits there and their families. And it's an unbelievable venue. It doesn't get better than that. When you're recruiting kids, there's a lot that goes into the recruiting factor of it, but for a kid to play in a venue like that, it's a really cool deal, and it's big in recruiting, so there's the number one thing. The second thing, if you are fortunate enough to make playoffs that year, I think it helps you, because it's literally like playing in a playoff game, that type of atmosphere, the electricity, the energy, the heightened sense of awareness for a coach and the student athletes, I think is very important. And then, obviously the financial gains you make from it, not just for the football program, for the whole department, it's good. I think from a university standpoint, it gives a lot of exposure to our university, especially in Kansas City. And obviously, well, there's a lot of kids, not just football players here at Northwest, but a lot of students from that Kansas City area.
You know, when you talk about the venue, the field and being with that huge crowd is the obvious part, but to me, I think something that fans don't think about that's neat for the players is being under the stadium, getting from the locker room to the field, going through a tunnel, things like that. Some of those small things are just as big as being out on the field.
Yeah, itself. It is. You know, we will actually dress in the Chiefs locker room, and there's carpet in there with a big Arrowhead in the middle of it, and it's just cool because, again, we naturally have a lot of Chiefs fans on our program, but our people, Tucker, he does a phenomenal job. He'll get in there Friday night, and he'll get that thing set up, and it's really cool when you come in. It just feels big time, and that's what I want, as a head coach, when our kids put in so much work, and they do, and I don't think people realize that most of our kids aren't on, big scholarships or not, so... To give back to our kids because they give so much to us and that type of deal, it's neat. I've always subscribed to the theory if you treat people first class, they'll act first class, and that's what we're going for.
One thing about it as well, for a lot of new players, this will be their first opportunity at Arrowhead. You've got some seniors that had a chance, but really, over a majority of the guys haven't had a chance to play.
No, they haven't, John, and so it's going to be a really neat experience for them. Obviously, we got a whole batch of new student coaches, new graduate assistants, so it's going to be a first time for a lot of them. And one of the things that I think could potentially help us is being in the type of games we were last year. At least I hope it helps us get settled in. It's not an easy environment to play in. You have to really control your emotions. You have to focus on doing your job. Don't get caught up in the moment. You have to be a great communicator because it's so loud, especially in that first quarter. It's just like a roar down there. And so I'm really hoping, some of the games we played in last year, especially that championship game, could help us early in that game.
Even when guys are experienced, is it still a little bit tougher in a game like that to just get the butterflies going?
Oh, yeah.
Take a few more plays?
Yeah, absolutely. I just think there's a greater sense. It just feels bigger, and it's a week five mid-season game, and then I hate saying that's all it is, but it is. But it does not feel like that. And, again, I think it can really help your program, help your kids' maturity level. I think help your kids grow as athletes being in an arena like that.
You've got Central Missouri, and the Mules coming off a loss last weekend, a double overtime to Emporia State, their first loss of the season. The Mules obviously a very talented team that were picked at the top of the conference, right behind Northwest in both of the coaches play and the media polls. Just talk a little bit about the Mules and what will they bring to the table on Saturday.
Well, they're a very dynamic program. I echo what you said. Most people pick them to win the league. They've got a ton of seniors and juniors, and not kids that are just old, but kids that are old and that have played for, some of them been playing since the redshirt freshman year. So they've got a ton of experience. Start with their offense. They're very explosive. They've got a lot of playmakers at receiver, running a couple different running backs that are very dynamic. Quarterback, enough said, he's a great player, and he's been doing it for 3 years in this league. He's a dual threat guy, and those are the guys that are the most dangerous. They can run and pass. Their offensive line is very solid. It's been a group that's been together for a while. They got a phenomenal tight end. You won't miss their tight end. He's about 6'6". He looks the part. you know, flip to their special teams. They've had two special teams touchdowns this year, so they're extremely, extremely dynamic in the special teams game. We have to cover kicks, and so it's going to be a big challenge because obviously they spend a lot of time on it, you can tell. But we've got to cover kicks. And then, you know, move to their defense. They're the only team in our league that runs a true 30 defense on every snap. And, you know, that causes problems. It's a tough week to get your kids flipped into that mindset of a 30 team of getting your pieces on pieces. And they blitz guys from everywhere, and they're a pressure-type front. And so defensive line really drives, in my opinion, really drives their defense. They've got a great defensive line. You know, most of them are about 6'4", about 260, anywhere from 260, 275. They're big kids.
And it seems like you talked about the experience, but the athleticism mm-hmm. of this team, yeah. I mean, that's just got to make them that much more scary.
Yeah, it is. They've just got so many kids that, again, go back to offense. They've got so many kids that touch it. If you don't tackle, they're gone. And that's going to be a challenge for us. And then defensively, again, I go back to their D-line. They're big, tall, rangy-type kids. And, you know, we've done a really good job this year for pass protection for the most part, but we're going to have a big challenge on Saturday.
Yeah, and they're coming off a loss, and probably from the standpoint of effort-wise, you get the same effort really from them had they won the game last week. But still, in the way things look, for they've got aspirations for the playoffs as well, where that one loss, two losses might come in and hurt their chances there. So you know that they're going to be coming up fired up for this match.
Oh, yeah, they are. You know, it's one of the things we talk about always in a positive way when you're playing a team. Like that, like you said, whether they won or lost that game, they're going to play hard anyway. But I agree, John, there's going to be a heightened sense of awareness on their part to, you know, try to get on top there at Arrowhead, because they're going to feel like they want to do what they want to do throughout the rest of the season. They need it.
Obviously, last week with the loss, do you learn anything from how Emporia beat them, or does that not factor in much to you guys' approach?
Oh, yeah, I think there's a lot you can learn from that. And, you know, obviously we study film very intensely. This is the time of year that I think tendencies start showing up on film. Maybe not from an X and O standpoint, but more of watching the guy you're going against. What's his pass rush moves? How does he block you? Things of that nature. So we're dialed in on that. Emporia did some really good things to him. I thought Emporia played, you know, better than we've seen him play, and our quarterback played really good. He's, for a guy that's just in his first year as a starter in week 4, I thought he did some great things. But, you know, they made plays when they needed to, and Central, you know, missed a couple opportunities I know they'd like to have back.
What type of keys are you looking for this matchup to get out to an early start? What are some of the main things that you look for in this game?
Yeah, I think the thing that we've talked about all week is number one thing I think we've got to do is get settled into the environment. You know, you want the kids to enjoy it. You want to enjoy it as a coach. But at some point in time, you got to get dialed in and just focus on doing your job. So we've talked a lot about that. That's one. Kick coverage team, like I said, that's going to be huge. And even if those kids don't return it for a touchdown, you can't allow those kids to change field position by getting big returns. That's two. You know, I go back to the statistic point of it from turnovers. I know people get sick of me talking about that, but it is a fact that since 2004 in our program, if we're +1, we win the game 94% of the time. If we're +2, we win the game 97% of the time. So, I mean, that, trust me, that's something I ram home every day to our kids. We've tried to be very diligent this week with our ball security. You know, play to win, I think, is important in an environment like that. If you're consistently back on your heels and in a defensive posture against a team like that, I think you're asking for trouble. So we've really focused on our kids trying to play to win, you know, get out there, be aggressive, have that mindset, but play smart.
You talked a lot about getting those penalties erased,
yeah.
Those pre-snaps. Does a 5-yard penalty feel a little bit bigger when you get into a big game like this?
Yeah, it certainly does. You know, I know it felt bigger to the O-line and the offensive guys this week because they had a 400-yard Burma for every time they jumped offside. So I know it felt more than 5 yards to them. It does, you know, and it's something, again, you've tried to – you don't want to get into a position as a coach where you're always just focusing on the negatives, because there's a lot of great things we're doing. I mean, we're not turning the ball over on offense. But that is something that the pre-snap ones, those are the ones that just kill you. You know, if a guy's being aggressive and he gets a holding call or something like that, you know, those are things you can live with. But those pre-snap penalties, they're going to kill you. So hopefully we'll get that fixed this week.
All right. Well, Adam, thanks a lot for being with us on the show today.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell. We'll be back and wrap things up from this week's edition of the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering automatic entrances, electronic security systems, as well as service and repair locking, hinging, and closer hardware. More at 582-3131 or in store at 5th and Buchanan or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health, St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.